Hey, fellow NDE fans, we have some exciting things coming up on the other side, but we could really use your help and support to keep going with this channel. Our outreach team works around the clock, making sure to bring you the best NDE stories that we can find. But now we're looking to expand into other countries to get near-death experiences from around the globe. However, we need your help and support to make this happen. This is why we're introducing our YouTube membership program. Get access to exclusive, ad-free episodes that haven't been on YouTube. Watch and participate in live Q&As with the guests. Engage directly with us and NDEers. Participate in giveaways and live events. And most importantly, you will ensure our channel's continuous efforts to seek out and uncover these important experiences worldwide. Support us by hitting the Join Now button below. Thank you for your continued viewership and support. Your help will make a difference, and we look forward to building our community together with you.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Other Side NDE, where we talk about the fascinating phenomena of near-death experiences. These are more than just close calls. These are firsthand accounts of what people experienced dying, leaving the body, exploring another realm, and then returning to their body in order to share that experience with you. Every person that we interview, and many of us listeners, believe these accounts to be undeniably true experiences people had on the other side. If you enjoy listening to stories like these, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, The Other Side NDE, where we post 2 to 3 videos every week of people sharing their NDE stories.
My name is Karen. It started when I was about 17 or 18, and I was heading down the wrong path in life. I was making choices that would not benefit me at all. And someone came into my life, a boyfriend, who I now know, you know, preyed on me in a weird way, probably was a narcissist, because maybe I'm a little bit of an empath person. And, you know, the road, looking back, of course, I can see the road would have been, I don't know, early drugs, you know, poverty kind of thing. And I came from a home that was, you know, toxic. And I decided, something in me told me, go take a trip with my friend and her parents. Let's go out to the desert. And they rode, you know, off-road kind of three-wheeler, four-wheeler kind of vehicles. So I thought it would be fun. And of course, he was mad and, you know, made me feel like I was doing something wrong. I was riding and I got into an accident. This is where it starts. I got into a serious accident. I crashed with a dune buggy. And 40 years later, I can see myself flying through the air, landing upside down in someone else's dune buggy in the middle of the desert. So I saw bones jutting out of, you know, my body. I saw a lot of blood, and I guess adrenaline kicked in, and I just thought, oh, I'll be fine, but I wasn't. He happened to be an army medic who knew how to stop the bleeding, and they called out some type of jeep to take me to an ambulance, to take me to the nearest hospital, and I thought, still, I guess the adrenaline was running, that, oh, I'll be fine. This is a precaution. I passed out, I guess. I don't know if I died. I'm still emotional 40 years later, but I feel it was divine that I died maybe for a minute, and or I can't find the hospital records. I don't know how long I was gone. My friend told me about a half hour. I was breathing, but I wasn't there. I was in the hospital, and it was the tunnel experience that a lot of NDE people experience. It was the tunnel where you go towards, it's not on your own volition. It's you're just going there. They're pulling you, or you want to go there. And I knew these people. I was so excited to see these people at the end of the tunnel. And I felt I knew them, but I didn't know their name. And I was so excited to see them. and all my upbringing went away. And I was in a place of just happiness and peace, a peace that it's hard to describe, and the light is hard to describe, but brilliant light and peace and love and acceptance. And I felt so wanted and worthy, and the group of people I saw were so excited to see me, and I was so excited to see them, and I almost made it to them. And I believe one of the, I don't know if it's a personage or a floating person, but just light. And I believe it was my grandma and other relatives that I knew, but I couldn't place names, and was so excited. And they had a message for me of, I was perfect. And that's the first time someone told me that. And they wanted to tell me I was loved, and that I needed that. And I knew I was in a different place. And I knew that this place felt more real to me than Earth life. And like I said, I was 18, and I was raised with religion that, you know, were basically evil, and God was a God of punishment if you did, you know, things wrong. And I felt the opposite of that. And I had a momentary thought of leaving my sister, who basically raised me, and immediately rushed back to the hospital bed. But I found myself in a different situation in the hospital. There were about five or six doctors looking over me, calling my name. And I opened my eyes, and oh, I felt so heavy and in pain and in my body, and I didn't want to be there anymore. So I closed my eyes. And I tried to go back, and sorry, I'm so emotional. It's like it was yesterday. And the message was so clear that I'm enough, and I'm meant to be here on Earth, and I'm meant to do something else other than the path I was going down. And it took a long time to recover with, you know, walking and casts and, you know, just resting. And I had a lot of time to think. And I knew in my, I guess, soul, your cells, whatever you want to call it, when you know, your heart, call it what you want, that I was meant to be on Earth for something else. And when I started healing, I started making better choices for my future. And I, you know, took those lessons, and I've never forgotten them about the other side, that we're more than we know, and we have a lot to offer or create. And so I decided to create, and, you know, I made better choices in dating. And I know this might sound weird, but a boy I knew, I had this feeling, you know, keep in touch with him, and he'll bring blessings in your life, and you will create the family you want, opposite of the way we were both raised. And we did. We got married years later, you know. We knew each other for quite a long time, and we created a family that we adore, and we have the life we deserve. That's how I feel now. And I spend my time, my free time, you know, trying to help others with journeys they're going through that are difficult for them. And we feel it was a divine intervention, the accident, for a wake-up call for me personally, for me to know that we're here on Earth for a purpose. And we have traveled the world, seen many things. We've created a family. We have stability and no chaos, and we're able to help others and give. And we feel so blessed to do that and to love unconditionally, not only our children, but their spouses and our grandchildren. And we feel blessed that we turned the course of the river of what was our families and created exactly what we wanted. And we love God, Allah, the universe, whatever anyone wants to call him or he. I don't know what, you know, people call him other than it's just love. And I thank God for the small things every day, weather, birds singing, it doesn't matter. And I was able to forgive easily my upbringing and to help siblings. And my husband has too. And these are gifts to forgive because it frees you. And I didn't go down the path that I was headed towards. And we feel very lucky for me to have that near-death experience. To know that our bodies are just bodies and to know that the other side is what is real to me. I'm not afraid of death. I try to make the most out of the time I have left on Earth. It was such a gift. And after I healed, it took quite some time, you know, to walk and to use my hands again and learn how to stay away from people who either wanted to use or had bad intentions. I feel the gifts I've been given are those, an awareness of people who just want to take and take. And I feel that's the blessing, is to know on the other side there's love, unconditional, that it's the real place. People on Earth are just on a journey, and that we can create anything we want on Earth. You just have to decide and do it and work, obviously, work hard sometimes. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the pain I suffered. Actually, I'm grateful now, 40 years later, for that experience of otherworldly joy. Even sounds and colors are extremely different. It's like Earth is muted. And the other side is familiar, it's home. And I know I say and a lot, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for the emotion, but it's like it happened yesterday. And I'm very, very, very grateful for that experience. Without it, you know, I wouldn't have known. I would have been afraid to die. I would have probably not accomplished much.